Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, to continue with the calls here, 877-337-6666 is the number to call. Danny is calling from Israel. What's up, Danny?
How are you, Sal?
Good, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to miss your midday, Sal. I'll tell you that right now.
I've made it from middays in Israel to middays in New York. How about that?
Hey, you graduated, buddy. You graduated. Now, I usually call in and talk about the Mets. Forget about there's really nothing to talk about this year, at least. We'll just wrap it up soon, and hopefully we'll come back next year. But I just wanted to wish you a congratulations and good luck in your next career move. My son and I, my son's 36, I'm 63. You know, we love each other, we support each other, but, you know, we don't have much in common. But one thing we really had in common was sharing your rants, and I would forward him the podcast, and he would tell me what he thought was funny, and it would just be something that we could talk about and really laugh a lot about. So for that, Sal, I will thank you. And we'll both be listening when you join BT in the afternoon, which will be our late afternoon here going into early evening. Probably won't be able to call in, certainly not as much as I have been over the last few years. Not that I've been calling in too much, but I just wanted to wish you congratulations. Mazel tov, Sal, and thanks for being there and being the glue, at least part of the glue, for my son and I.
Well, Danny, thank you very much, and I appreciate you listening, you and your son. I appreciate you taking the time to call, and that's very kind of you to say that. I love hearing those type of things. Makes me feel good. I'm telling you the truth. A lot of times you don't think about that stuff. You know, I'm just sitting here talking sports, and I love interacting with you guys. Obviously, we complain about the Yankees. We complain about the Mets, whatever else is going on, or we, have fun talking about the teams when things are going well, like last year. But to hear, you sharing some of the rants or podcasting with your son and you guys bond over that, that's pretty cool. So I appreciate the kind words. Thank you for that. Bobby is calling from Jersey City. What's up, Bobby?
Sal, how are you, buddy? Hey, Sal, you were on point last night with JJ talking about Nimmo. Listen, we love Nimmo. Nimmo hit two bombs last night. You were on point talking about Nimmo as an all-star. Sal, he hasn't been the caliber of defensive center fielder as an all-star. Then brutal play against the Yankees, he made that brutal error, and they gave him a double. I'm like, who's the official scorer? Alan Keller on that one? It was terrible.
Yeah, he's made some bad plays in center field. Missing routine pop-ups that he should be getting. Last year he was spectacular, and he's made some spectacular catches this year. But he's got to be better than that. I watched Nimmo. He just does not look like an all-star to me this year. And I love Brandon Nimmo.
Yes. Can of corn pop-ups you got to have. The other thing was McNeil. Sal, he won the batting title this year. This dude looks lost. What the hell?
He's been one of their biggest issues as well. I mean, he gets overlooked because he's not a power hitter. I remember saying this last year. And, of course, like anything else, I had to eat my words. In the newsroom at SNY, watching a game, this was midseason last year, and I'm like, and Jeff McNeil made an out. He was maybe going through a slump, and I'm like, what exactly does this guy do? I was talking to Todd Zeal. What exactly does he do? He's not great defensively. All right, he's versatile and he makes some plays. He's not great defensively, doesn't drive in runs, doesn't hit with power. What exactly does McNeil do? And then he went out there and won the batting title. However, You watch McNeil now. If he's not hitting 330, what does he do? Where is the impact made from Jeff McNeil?
Sal, a few years ago, he had the lower average. And about 15 home runs. He had a little more power. But now you're right. There's nothing going on there.
They don't need the power. They do need the power, but not from him. Yes. But he's got a hit. Yep. I mean, that's the thing. If he's not hitting with a high average, what good is Jeff McNeil if he's not hitting over 300? He's hitting 257.
No. Yeah. Sal, one more thing, brother. Dude, last night, when Teron hit Pete, come on, dude. He just gave up four dingers. He hit Pete right in the back. I would love, listen, I don't want to see fights, but that would have charged them up. I would have loved to see Pete run out there and just, you know, come on. That was so blatant, Pete.
I know Buck was angry, and thank you for the call, Bobby. I know Buck was angry at it. It's a tough thing. Like you, Bobby, it's not that I want to see fights. You know, you want to see guys get hurt. You don't want that, but enough is enough at certain points. And also, you know, in the heat of the moment, you'd like to see guys react at times with some frustration or even hostility. Not looking to see Pete get suspended, not looking to see Pete get into a fight, but I would be looking to see Mets players get angry and upset when they continue to get drilled. Yeah, they gave up a bunch of home runs, sure, but you know, I don't know if it was done on purpose or not. It really shouldn't matter. If your players continue to get it, somebody's got to understand that you can't just be drilling the Mets and they're not going to do anything about it. Right now, they don't do anything about it. Stewart is calling from Brooklyn. Hi, Stewart.
Now, this is getting to be, as I was talking to Alex, this is getting stupid. And my owner is a dumb, stupid moron with as tone deaf as can be. How much more do we have to take? How much more do we have to watch a stupid GM that has no, that he's done great things over the years, but what has he done lately? Except find maybe some bullpen arms? Are you kidding me? This is getting to a point of maybe we shouldn't even bother.
Well, what do you mean? Bother what? Watching them?
I can't. No, I'm not watching no more. Hmm. And I'm not even watching replays anymore. Forget that. That's done.
Interesting.
That's next year.
Why?
Maybe next year. Why? I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of this incompetent play, having guys on the team like Josh Donaldson. And I can't even blame Aaron Boone. He's given what he's given to work with, and that's the bottom line. He's given a bunch of players out of positions. And, yeah, you would love to see them get rid of Stanton, but who's going to take the contract? Aside from your guy, except for Stevie. Oh, by the way, did you hear what happened yesterday?
What?
EJ said, Uncle Stevie, the honeymoon is over.
Who said that?
EJ Stewart.
Well, what honeymoon?
Well, the honeymoon of calling him Uncle Stevie.
He's not going anywhere.
No more Uncle Stevie.
No, I mean, that's, I guess, his opinion, but...
That's his opinion.
Well, I never referred to him as Uncle Stevie anyway. I never liked that to begin with.
He referred to him as Uncle Stevie. He said the honeymoon is over.
No, I know, but I'm saying a lot of people do refer to him as Uncle Steve or Uncle Stevie. I was not one of those. I mean, no, maybe I've said it on a case. No, I call him King Cohen, and King Cohen's honeymoon or King Cohen's reign is far from over. He's only just begun.
Meaning the honeymoon is over. The honeymoon period.
Right, nobody. There's not one person that can knock Steve Cohen for any of this.
No, we can't knock Steve Cohen except he's done everything
you possibly can. By the way, Stuart, you sound extra energized tonight. You must have got a good night's sleep last night.
Who?
You sound extra energized this morning.
Yeah, well, considering I found out I might have to have three teeth pulled yesterday.
Why? Why? Too much candy? What's going on there?
What?
Well, why are you going to have teeth pulled?
Three of my crowns need to be pulled.
Oh. And you're excited about that? That's where the extra energy's coming from this morning?
You talk about excited about it, or do you think I'm enraged about it?
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I don't know if it's enraged, but I'm sensing a different type of energy from you this morning. I like it.
The thing is, I'm disgusted with this team, the Yankees. I'm disgusted with them. This is getting to be stupid. Why? Because number 99 goes out, and we don't know when he's coming back. This team looked like it fell flat on its face.
I mean, they lost. They scored one run against they scored one run against the worst team in baseball.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, your guy Josh Donaldson hit that home run.
Well, he's not my guy. But you kidding me? I never wanted to see him here.
Mm.
Gio Urshela was way better. So you wanted to get rid of Gary Sanchez, you just DFA him. That's all. That's all you need to do. You want to get rid of him, DFA him. Simple. What'd the Mets do? They picked him up for, what, 1 or 2 weeks? Mm. And they got rid of him.
Well, that was stupid, too. The Mets should have kept him.
Well, they didn't do it, but the Yankees didn't want Sanchez. So, but why did you have to go out and trade him and trade Gio for Josh Donaldson?
What are you eating that makes your teeth, have issues with your teeth?
They're old crowns.
Right, but so didn't you have to, you had an issue initially? Like, are you a big sweets guy or what?
Sal, diabetes kills your teeth.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It kills your teeth.
I was not aware of that.
Now you're aware.
Okay.
And now you're aware of what I have to do with it. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I'm going to tell the dentist on July 12th, you better save my crowns. I don't care if you have to drill for 5 or 6 hours. You save my teeth. I'm not happy. I don't want to go through 3 teeth being pulled.
And then what would you have to do? Get the implants. Like the mouthpiece or something?
Implants.
Dentures?
Denture, implant, and the...
What did he say when you said that to him?
What? I didn't see him. I'm seeing him over July.
Oh, okay. Oh, 4th of July? You're going to the dentist? 12th. I'm sorry. 12th of July. Okay.
Well, I'll give him an option. Either he drills my teeth or I put him in the triangle chokehold.
Either he drills your teeth or you drill him, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you got to be nice to her. Try killing him with kindness. You know what I mean? Don't demand. People, don't go in there and start making demands. Go in there and ask, hey, Doc, I'd really appreciate it if you could just make sure these crowns, come back to me here.
Let's say this much. I'm fed up with the Yankees.
Hmm.
I'm fed up with, I told you.
I got that point.
How long have I been screaming the Cashman's head?
Are you going to miss me? Because I got 2 more shows after this one.
Am I going to miss you?
On the overnight. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, you think that me and C-Mac are going to get along, excuse me?
I don't know if C-Mac likes you as much as I do. You know what I mean?
C-Mac doesn't like the idea that I go up and say, I don't want Brian Cashman around or Aaron Boone, but I have to take Boone off the less light part because he's dealing with what he's given.
Mm.
Dealing with the players he's given. But now I'm going to give it to you. Simple. The one person besides Cashman that I want gone is Hal Steinbrenner.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Sell the team. Take the money and run.
Stuart, I feel like the last time you got this upset at ownership, you switched sides.
What? Well, let me ask you.
Well, is that true or not? The last time you got this upset at ownership, you switched sides. You went from the Mets to the Yankees because you were upset with the Mets' former owners.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Am I wrong on that?
No, let me ask you a question.
So does that mean you're coming back?
Blame me?
No, I guess not. But does that mean
let me say something.
If you want Hal out, that would lead me to think that, maybe there's an opening for Stewart to come back to the Mets.
No.
Party with Uncle Stevie, or King Cullen, as I call him.
Let me ask you a question. Why would I want to switch to a man that's spending money and has a general manager just worse than my general manager?
Well, because he's an owner that fully invests. I mean, that's it. That's what you're complaining about not having.
What's he investing in?
Well, what do you mean? His team. Let me ask you this. Who do you think's doing more to win? Hal Steinbrenner or Steve Cohen?
What does it matter?
No, it does matter. It does matter.
More to win, but what's he doing? What's he building?
Well, right now, nothing. Right now, a bad team. They did win more games than the Yankees a year ago, and they spent a lot more money.
The Mets and the Yankees stink equally.
Right. But you don't like the owner of the Yankees.
Don't like that. You're being kind.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So what about the owner of the Mets?
I'm not invested in him.
Hmm.
I like him. I think he's a nice man. But
am I going to talk to you tomorrow?
He has invested in what?
Are you going to call back tomorrow?
Yeah, what do you think?
All right, well, I'm just making sure. Two more nights, that's it.
Let me ask you one thing. Your last show is...
Friday morning.
Friday morning?
Yeah.
And then you go to... From 10 to 2.
Well, then I go. I'm doing mornings with Jerry Recco the following week. Then I think I'm doing afternoons, filling in for Evan. And then I go to 10 to 2. And then the following week, I go to 10 to 2 with BT.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That midday thing. Let me ask you. I don't call them middays because it's hard to get through.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You got to call the next 2 nights because I don't know if we're going to be talking.
I'm going to call you the next 2 nights. And then this way, we don't even have a baseball trip this summer.
Yeah, I'm working on that. Now that I have my schedule set, I'm going to work on something here. I just got to get other stuff in order first, and then I'll work on potentially a little gathering, and I'll keep you. I got to get your number off the air, and then this way I could reach out to you. You have a home number, right?
You have my home number?
Or a cell number? Which one do you have?
I give you both.
Okay. All right. Not right now on the air, but we'll do it off.
Not right now on the air. You put Alex on, I'll give it to him.
Thank you, Stuart.
All right. Have a good day, Sal. Speak to you tomorrow.
Yep, you too. Good luck with those teeth.
Speak your mind at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Back on the Fan, a little 5 a.m. the warm-up show with Al and Jerry taking your calls until then. Mets win. A rarity, right? Mets actually win a game. And, of course, the same old thing. After they win one game, you know, they lose a million, they win one game, and it's like, maybe this will be the one that turns it around. I don't know. Strong pitching performance from David Peterson. Bats look pretty good. Vogel back. Nimmo, Lindor, all hitting home runs. Nimmo had 2 of them. I don't know. Could this be it? The big story, though, Billy Epler speaking yesterday, and the even bigger story, Steve Cohen will speak later on today. I just don't know what people are expecting to hear from Cohen. You know, it's not going to be a firing of any sort. He would have done that yesterday without saying that he's going to be speaking to the media. He already came out and said a while ago to the New York Post, Joel Sherman of the Post, that it's not his way of operating, fire somebody mid-season. He knows fans want that or people want to see that for what. That doesn't solve anything. And he's right about that. So what exactly is he going to say? Hey, look, I'm as frustrated as anybody. This is unacceptable. We have higher demands. People got to start doing it. Like, I mean, it doesn't really mean anything. What means something is him pouring his money and everything else into this team. And he's done that. I don't think there's anything more you could ask of King Cohen. It's not his fault the players suck. They've got to perform. It's on them. It's on Epler for bringing in the wrong players, and it's on the players for not getting the job done. Those are the two biggest culprits. Val is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Val?
Sal, my man, what's going on, Don?
How are you, Val?
I'm all right. I'm trying to deal with it, but I'm starting to feel a little bit like Marco, man.
Oh, you're mad at me too?
I'm not really mad at you, but trying to sell me on this, I can listen back to on the Odyssey app. It's like that old Eddie Murphy skit in Delirious, where he told his mom he wanted McDonald's, and she's like, "Don't worry, baby, I'm making McDonald's." You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then they got to go out in the street with this, like, half, you know, this burger, and everybody's looking at him like, what is that? That's not McDonald's.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Look, but it is what it is.
You guys will be in. Look, I appreciate everybody missing me, and I know we did develop a little bit of a bond here, and it's been nice over the last couple of years, or 2.5 years, however long it's been. C-Mac, you're in good hands with him. He'll do a nice job. And it's not like I'm not going, I'm not leaving. I'm not going, you know, to do anything else. I'm going to be here. I'll still be here, just a different time.
It's not that I don't love C-Mac, but I love you more, man. Real talk.
I appreciate that. But you could still listen to me. That's why I say the either the Odyssey app or, you know, try to, you know, listen it from 10 to 2.
I'm going to try to get at you between, like, you know, that's why I called tonight. I'm going to try to make sure I talk to you the next couple of nights, but... You know, it's going to be a little bit rough, but I'm going to try my best. I just
appreciate it.
It all depends on what my Yankees do, because I don't want to. You know me. I don't like always calling and sounding like the dude that's crying. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if I got to be looking at stuff that I, like, listen to today, I don't know, man. It's going to be rough. But I'm going to make sure I try my best. You know, it's starting to get crazy, man. It really is starting to get crazy. It's like Saturday was exactly what happened today was what I was, like, they had my fingers crossed, my toes crossed as I'm watching the game on Saturday because I was scared that the same thing that happened tonight. You know, like, Bochy has to feel like if I was the one to score the two runs first, maybe I would have gotten that game. Maybe one nothing. But, you know, it's all water under the bridge. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. But to get to my points, man, you brought up something. And it's interesting how you said it. And now I feel like I can see where I'm going to end up in a spot where I can't get out of this. Because, honestly speaking, the way you were talking about that, I think it was, was that Andy
Martino?
Yeah, who gave the read about, you know, Sergio probably being open to trade clause?
No, I'm sorry. That was Anthony DeComo. Andy Martino.
I'm sorry.
Andy Martino wrote for SNY.TV about the Mets potentially taking on big contracts in trades. That was last week, and then Anthony DeComo mentioned last night that Max Scherzer might be open to waiving his no-trade clause.
See, and that's what I'm about to get to now, because that's an even worse situation. Because, like, even for me, I on the other side with the Yankees, it's like all you're doing, this is a self-defeating cycle that we're about to enter now, because something like a Stanton, let's say, for example, Stanton was somebody who said, you know what, I feel the same way. Excuse me with that ambulance. I feel the same way. I might be open to waiving my no-trade clause. Any kind of trade that we make right now means that we're in the same situation that Miami was when they gave them to us. We're going to end up paying most of that salary, and whatever we get back in return is probably going to be some B-level prospects, not even like a top prospect or such. And it's like, you know, it's going to if it's hampering you now to have him on the books, it's going to still end up hampering you once he comes off the books, because you're still going to be paying that salary, and it's still going to be something that's counting as far as your overall payroll. So it's like, you know, the guys that we have problems with, the big names that we have problems with, are going to be people that moving them is just going to put us in a worse position than actually keeping them. It's almost like we're forced now to hope that they can, because God forbid he does trade Stanton. I told you that before. We're possibly trying to, and you laughed at me. We're trying to get, you know, maybe a Tatis or something like that. And I know it wasn't a laugh at me. It's like, you know, you're crazy about even thinking that. But it's like, you know, you end up in a situation now where what does that really mean if you can get rid of him?
You're not going to get Tatis probably for anybody, but you're certainly not getting him for Giancarlo Stanton. The idea would be to find a team like the Mets who would be willing to take on the salary, and you're going to have to give up some players with him or a player of value with him.
And then the even other worst case scenario happens. He goes somewhere where somebody actually decides to play him as a baseball player, let him play in the field and all that stuff like that. And all of a sudden, that will be the year that he actually comes back and does what everybody thought he was going to do when he came up the 59.
Yeah, but he's been here, Val. He's been here long enough, and he just hasn't gotten it done. He's had spurts. You know, he's had seasons where he's hitting, you know, 30 home runs, but he's always hurt. He can't play the field, and he's streaky as anything.
They broke him. They broke him because they were the ones who started this whole idea where he can't play the field. He was a decent outfielder in Miami. You know what I'm saying? He was putting up MVP-type play in Miami, and he was playing the field at that point. You know what I mean? So they broke him. If anybody did that to him with this whole, you know, I'm a DH that can't do anything else except go at the plate, Cashman and Boone and my Yankees are the ones who did that.
So maybe, but either way,
that's a totally different.
Either way, it's got to be fixed, Val. As always, thank you for the call. Look forward to hearing from you the next couple of nights here. And I do appreciate the kind words. Maybe the Yankees did break Stanton, but he has not been the same guy that we saw when he was with the Marlins. I mean, I remember watching him not every day with the Marlins, but he would just absolutely kill the Mets. I mean, the guy was an MVP the year before the Yankees got him. And then they get him, and he has a good year, but nothing close to what he did the year before with Miami. And then since then, he's basically been hurt the whole time. He's had some moments in the postseason. When he's hot, he's as dangerous as anybody else. When he actually makes contact, the ball goes a very long way. Just not often enough. And he doesn't have a position He's always hurt. He's streaky. He's all or nothing. I mean, think about that. Can't play him in the outfield. Can't stay healthy. All or nothing type player. And what good is he? Eli is calling from Washingtonville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, so first of all, congratulations on your show and you know, Jay.
Thank you.
Listen, you let us down, man. If you just like get somebody else besides C-Mac.
What do you mean?
This guy's terrible.
No, like, don't say that. C-Mac
is he does 2-hour monologues. He's a Brian Cashman lover, which is like the worst thing he could be right now. Listen, as a Yankee fan, let me tell you, as a Mets fan, listen, there's light in the end of the tunnel because you have an owner that's not married to your GM. And in the Yankees' predicament, where Hal is married to Cashman, and Cashman could do no wrong in his eyes, it's the worst-case scenario. And what drives me crazy is that sometimes when you hear some commentators say, defend Cashman, these are the same commentators that get on when the Yankees are losing, when they're doing the losing streak, when they can't score runs, when Cashman does dumb trades like Donaldson and Stanton, which I think was the dumbest trade ever. It's like they go on and they start bashing Cashman. But and then when fans call in and start doing the same thing and start calling for Cashman's head, they're like, no, this guy won 99 seasons. You guys are always in the playoffs and the Mets wish they could have a GM like them. Yeah, dude. His name is Eppler. And the thing with Cohen is that he just started this. So the Mets have to have at least a little bit of patience and let him get himself a GM that could, you know, and that like a GM like the Atlanta Braves, you know, a smart guy that, you know, trades for Matt Olson.
The Mets need stability. Look, Anthopoulos has been incredible with Atlanta. And the Mets probably bring in Stearns from, you know, formerly of Milwaukee and bring him in to be the president of the team, which is something they still don't have. But Eppler is, I would think, likely going to stay. And they need stability. You can't just be firing guys every year or every other year when things don't work out. And that's what you give the Yankees credit for with Brian Cashman. However, he's been there so long that they need a new voice. They need a change. But I thought Marco brought up an excellent point before saying that one of the reasons Steinbrenner may not want to move on from Cashman is because he doesn't want to get into one of these things where every other year or every 2 years or 3 years, it's, hey, fire this guy. He's not doing a good enough job. Where with Brian Cashman, you know he's making the postseason every year at worst, it seems.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to have at least some change. Because, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity. That's,
mm-hmm.
And that's the Yankees at this point. The Yankees at this point, every single year is the no hitting, no clutch hitting. Like Stanton, I'm telling you, it blocks so many big signings, bro. Like it was crazy how, like when we got Stanton, yo, I knew that the Yankees were going to be in this predicament. Because how you going to sign a guy? Fine, he came over for an MVP season. But the guy is a big dude that you know he's going to break down.
He's the same as Judge. I mean, obviously not the same player as far as productivity, but same type guy. Towering physical specimen, has that presence in the batter's box, big time power hitter. But you don't need two of those guys. And not to mention that one of them is always hurt in Giancarlo Stanton. One of them does not play the field in Giancarlo Stanton. So I just didn't like that thought process. I get it. You know, they got sucked in. And thank you for the call, Eli, as always. They got sucked in to a deal that they could not pass up. It was too good to be true. You had to take advantage of that. And now you're seeing the negative in that nobody would have turned Giancarlo Stanton away after his MVP year for nothing other than paying the contract. Yankees thought they were getting the steal of the century. And I understand why. But he has not been good enough. Simple as that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Talk New York sports with us. 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Taking your calls until then. Discussing the Yankees' troubles in Oakland. Hard to believe. Discussing the Mets' win at home. Also hard to believe. The possibility of the Mets being sellers. Steve Cohen talking today. So we'll be back on tonight following the Yankees. Once again, Yankees 9:40 start in Oakland. We'll have Steve Cohen meeting the media before the Mets game, see if the Mets could put together a couple of wins here in a row, but we'll be reacting to whatever it is that Cohen says. And, of course, the results of the games for tonight yet again with the Mets and the Yanks. Yanks, look, here's the thing. I mean, you can't get too high, too low with the Yankees right now. You look at them like they're a bad team. It feels like they're a bad team, but yet they continue to win series. What, you don't think they're going to win 2 out of 3 from the A's? Come on. I told you they're going to go on a run. They took 4 of 6 from Seattle and Texas, even though they're bad and they're down right now, even though they don't have Aaron Judge. And I expect that they're going to do the same thing against the A's. Tough loss. It happens. Can't get a hit with runners in scoring position. The only guy to get, to do damage, Josh Donaldson, hit that home run. And the Yanks lose 2-1. Shame for Johnny Brito, but the Yankees bats got to get it going. And as for the Mets, who knows what this team can do here moving forward. I'm not going to get sucked into them either because they've been so bad for so long. For me to start to even remotely care or believe in them, they've got to go on a streak of 8 of 10, something like minimum. I don't know if they have it in them because of the starting pitching. Eric is calling from Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal. Good morning. And hope you enjoyed your weekend. I am also looking forward to hearing Cohen later. Did they say what time he's having his press conference?
No, but I believe it's before the game. So similar to what we saw with Epler and Buck yesterday. Usually it's around 4 o'clock. So I would say somewhere around there.
Yeah, I'm just hoping he's a little bit more straightforward, you know, with the press conference, because I felt like I needed a thesaurus to, you know, when they're listening to Epler. I mean, I'm like, you know, and I heard that like three or four different times, you know, replayed and, you know, with you guys baseball night in New York on the radio, you know, with Craig and Evan. I know Keith did. I was just like, what? I'm like, what is he talking about? I just, you know, it felt like he was trying to come across as being very smart, and sometimes when you do that, you sound worse. But but like I said, I'll be looking forward to seeing what Cohen has to say. And I agree; I don't think he's going to be saying that he's letting anyone go. But I am curious to see his overall reaction. To what's going on. I mean, I know he's not happy, but at the same time, I know he said he's not going to go,
blow up. He's not going to go blow up. Right. So what do you expect to hear from him, Eric? I mean, what do you think he's going to say?
I think he's going to certainly say he's disappointed with how things are going.
Is that going to be enough for you? Like, what do you want?
I don't know. I'm going to have to kind of take it as it comes, I think. I really don't know. But I don't know enough about the guy other than how he handles his normal business, the way he goes about his regular business, to know. I mean, the only thing I can see is this, and I've been telling a couple of my coworkers this, that I think the one thing that's really going to bother him is knowing that his peers, in this case the other owners, are probably looking at him as a joke right now. Given, you know, all the...
See, I don't think that that's the case. I think people are looking at the Mets like a colossal failure. But it has nothing to do with Steve Cohen. He's given...
Well, he's associated with him, though.
Oh, well, I mean, he owns him, but it's not his fault that the team sucks. He's spent as much money as he possibly can. He's done all he could possibly do to help this team win and put them in a position to succeed. It's the guys that he's hiring that have not done that. Whether it's Epler, whether it's the players, whether it's Hefner, whether it's Buck, that's the issue. I mean, I can't speak for everybody else. I look at Steve Cohen, King Cohen. I mean, I love the guy. You can't ask for anything more from an owner.
No, I agree with that regard. And look, I mean, I'm thrilled with that. He'll do what he has to try to get him to succeed. But also, too, the people that he is bringing in there to do the job, you know, that they're supposed to do is a reflection of him to a certain extent. Now, I mean, you know, the problem too is I don't know what his baseball knowledge is. I mean, I know he's a fan, so that, which is why he's always said he'd rely on the guys to help him, you know, entrusting them to make their proper decisions. But, you know, the thing is, and of course everyone's saying that, oh, well, you know, after the season, you know, David Stern, I believe is his name. Everyone seems to think it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to grab him at the end of the season. I mean, my worry is, you know, what if that doesn't happen? But that's neither here nor there, because we're not at that point yet. But, you know, the fact of the matter is the something needs to be, I think, at least said that what he's doing, the resources have to be utilized better. I mean, if he comes out and says that, you know, basically putting everybody on notice, and to some extent, you know, saying that at least, you know, it's on the players, it's on the manager, it's on the GM, you know, it's on, and, you know, however he's going to say it. And again, I got to,
I get it. And as always, Eric, thank you for the call. I mean, look, Met fans want to hear from Steve Cohen. They just want some of their frustrations to be released. You know, like I said, last night was a refreshing game to watch, finally. Fans are angry. Fans are frustrated. They want to have those frustrations alleviated, at least for the moment. And that's why fans call for firings. It makes them feel better. That's why you want to hear from Steve Cohen. I just don't know what you expect to hear from him. Like, Marco, what do you think we're going to hear from him? He's not going to say anything. Yeah, he's going to be critical. He's going to be accountable. He's going to say, this isn't acceptable. Mm-hmm. This isn't what I paid for. But this is not on him. He's going to hire the president, David Stearns, in the offseason. They need a president anyway. So that's going to, you know, that adds up, which will be, you know, people get excited about that. But Epler's not going anywhere. Like, this is on Epler and Buck and the players. This is not on the owner. What's he supposed to say?
No, and he's going to give you all the lip service that you want of the I'm disappointed. Not to say that he's not, but he's going to tell you all the things that you want to hear minus what a lot of Met fans want, which is firings of either Epler or Buck or both. And making major changes and sweeping
or
through.
Or Hefner
and,
or the coaches.
Yeah, and all that stuff. I mean, honestly, I don't know if any of that's going to do anything in the middle of a season anyway. And I'm not a big proponent of firing Buck Showalter regardless for what this whole thing is, because I don't think this is on Buck. I don't think he's helped, right. But I don't think it's been on him. Look, he's going to talk. He's going to give you what he has to give you, which is an owner standing up there and taking charge and making the conversation and basically telling you how frustrated, how angry, how disappointed, all that stuff. And Steve Cohen will do a nice job in being the face in front of it.
Did you see his tweet?
Yeah.
So what exactly did that mean? You're going to get it straight?
Honestly, it's
you're going to get it from me straight?
Which is stupid because it's going to be the same thing that he tweeted the last time. They're not going to do the massive changes in the first one.
Right, so maybe he just comes out and definitively says, look, these guys aren't getting fired.
Yeah.
That's end of story.
We're not going to get a whole lot out of it. It makes you feel good as a fan when your owner stands up there and, you know, takes the punches because the team has underperformed, but he's really not going to make major changes, and he's going to reiterate what we've been hearing out of Steve Cohen for the last few years. They got to build this thing from the ground up. They haven't done a good job in the minor league system, and they continue to build it. And if you think they're going to trade away all their minor league farmhand, they're not, because that's what they need to do. That's why they're in this situation. You can't buy everything. You've got to have stability from the ground level, and they're still in the infancy stage of that because they did a bad job of that for a really long time.
I wish that we were getting a missive, like the Mets version of a George missive.
But you're not.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, I wish.
Yeah, but you say that, but really, do you really want that?
I don't. I don't need him to say I'm going to fire everybody. I want to... The George missive, George had a way with the statement that made you love him as a fan. You don't like the reactionary stuff. I get it. You're supposed to be level-headed, but the way that he would phrase those missives made you feel, didn't it? I mean, you're a Yankee fan. I used to love it.
No.
You didn't like
it? We waxed poetic. No, I got to be, again, I feel like I'm the only one that was like,
you didn't like George?
George had a lot of problems. Am I the only one that lived through the Yankees where every manager was fired after 3 weeks? They went through years where they had 3 to 4 managers in a season.
Those missives were the greatest things
ever.
They
were a laughing stock.
Oh, stop it, the Yankees.
They were not a laughing stock in the late 80s into the 90s. They were not a laughing stock.
No, I'm talking about the 90s, like, you know, mid-90s on. Yeah.
Because he got banned from baseball.
But the missives, Marco, with George releasing those missives on Mike and the Mad Dog show, that nothing was better than that.
Sal.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, it's entertaining. It's nice.
And they won.
We waxed poetic. Yeah, they won. That's why it mattered. That's what was good about those missives, because they won. It had nothing to do with the missive. It had everything to do with George getting the hell out of the way.
No. The missives were great.
Look,
you know what I'm talking about?
When George was in his heyday, again, I understand the late 70s, I didn't see those teams. I get it. The 80s teams that I watched, George, every year they had a different manager. They were unstable. They traded away every good farmhand, and they tried to buy their way out of it. They sucked. Right. They were a laughing stock. George was a mess with that team. Now he used his pockets. He always spent money. That was really nice. He also traded away guys like Ricky Henderson and then tried to sell you that Luis Polonia was going to be the next guy.
I didn't say George is the greatest owner of all time. What I said was the missives were entertaining, and I'd love to get that. And there was a way with the wording of it that was succinct. It was to the point, and you just got the feeling like the boss isn't happy. And that makes fans feel good.
And I really hope that Steve Cohen becomes Steinbrenner Light and you start firing managers every 6 months and you continue to dwell in all the garbage and all the crap that comes with it.
You don't need to fire a manager to get the point across. No. He could do it, and we'll see what he's going to say later on today.
We'll find out.
I'm hoping it's an evolved version of George's missives.
Go down the missive trail, and what you find is instability and dysfunction. Good
Marco,
luck with that.
I'm talking about from the mid-90s on. Pink Cadillac, Mike and the Dog, 96, 98, 99, 2000.
Sal, they wanted to fire Torrey in 98.
Yeah.
10 games in.
I love that.
They won a title
obviously
in 96.
Been the wrong move, but...
They went into the playoffs in 97. They wanted to fire him 10 games in.
I get it.
They didn't want to bring back Buck. He hired Torrey to be the manager, then turned around and went back to Buck and said, do you want to come back? You just hired Torrey. I'll make him a GM.
Yeah.
You don't want to go down that road. You think you do.
No, not like that. An evolved version of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.